بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we come to the third ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم is the first one, الحمد لله رب العالمين, and then we come to الرحمن الرحيم. My brothers and sisters, anything that we look at, whether it's a human being, whether it is anything in the world, there are usually many qualities that are associated with that person or those things, many different kinds of qualities. But they are known for one thing, they are known for something which is their signature, which is a dominant thing. Let me give you an example. For example, you might have somebody who is a doctor. This person, alhamdulillah, is also a religious person and he has a lot of religious knowledge. Maybe the person is also qualified from, studied under different shuyukh and so on and so forth. So he's also an alim. Then this person is married and he has a beautiful family, so he is a father. Then this person is, maybe he has some social position, maybe he is the president of his masjid, so there is that position. Then something else, different kinds of things, right? Maybe the person flies a plane, you know, he is interested in flying, so he's a pilot. He has a nice car which he drives, so he's a driver. Now, when you introduce this person, or when this person introduces himself, what does he say? Does he say, "Assalamu alaikum, I'm a father"? Or does he say, "Assalamu alaikum, I'm a driver"? Or does he say, "Assalamu alaikum, I am a cardiologist"? Now, what does he say? The person introduces himself by something that he is he's proud of, something that he is. It doesn't mean that I'm being very careful with words I'm using. It doesn't mean that if he says I'm a doctor, that he's not proud of the fact that he also has religious knowledge, that he's an alim. And proud, I don't mean proud as in arrogant. Proud meaning you feel confident about that, you feel happy about this. It's alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that I have this, knowledge. It doesn't mean that. I'm just saying that how would you like to be introduced? How would you like to introduce yourself and how would you like to be introduced? So usually you're introduced by that which is your dominant character, that which is you are best known for, that which you are happiest about and so on. And also, in many cases, you are introduced by that quality of yours which is the most relevant for the time. So, if this person that I mentioned to you is speaking at a religious conference on a religious subject, then they will introduce him as, "This person is an alim, he studied under this sheikh, he studied under that sheikh, he studied at this university, that university, he has written this book or that book on Islam." That would be the introduction. He is also a cardiologist, he is also a doctor. Contrary to that, or in another situation where he is speaking, say for example, he's been invited to speak at a medical conference. Now, there they will not introduce him as, "This is a sheikh so-and-so and this is an alim." No, they will say, "This is a cardiologist and this is his work and this is what he did," and so on and so forth, right? So, the introduction also is, one is you're introduced in terms of that which you are proud of, that which you are best known for, that which you, you're most confident about, and you are introduced in terms of that which is most relevant to the people that you are speaking to, the people you are in front of. Now, take this ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, the fourth ayah, which is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. This is the third ayat. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is introducing himself. And what is he choosing? He is choosing his attributes. We know some of them. And what his real attributes and how many of them only Allah knows. Allah is choosing the attribute that he chooses to introduce us with, that which he is, I don't want to use the word like Allah is proud of it or something, but you know what I'm saying, that Allah is happy about introducing himself in that way, because this is a way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself in several places in the Quran, in different language, but the same thing, which is rahmah, mercy. His name itself is Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Surah Al-Fatiha itself, the first ayat, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. I begin in the name of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And third ayat again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Who is Rabbul Alameen? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most merciful and the one whose mercy never ends, never declines, never goes down. Most merciful whose mercy continues at the same peak level all the time. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now imagine, and as I said, the introduction also has to be using something which is relevant to the audience. Now who is the audience? We are the audience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh my slave, remember that I am the most merciful. I am the most merciful, and my mercy never ends. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Now, just think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu could have introduced himself in any way he wanted. Through his power, glory, majesty, through the fact that he punishes the ones who commit sins, to the fact that nobody can escape him. So many things, right? Through his knowledge, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Muntaqim, Al-Qahhar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have introduced himself with any of these attributes, and all of them were correct. But he did not do that. He said, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, most merciful, most compassionate. The one whose mercy and compassion never decline. They continue at the same level. Now the tawbah of this ayat is for the slave to think about that and say, what am I doing in my life to deserve this mercy? What am I doing in my life to deserve this mercy? Or, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked in another place in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O people, why have you turned away? What have you done? How have you forgotten your Rabb who is Al Kareem? Right? How have you done this? How have you deceived yourself in this way? So when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman Ar-Rahim, and we do not hesitate to disobey him, we do not hesitate to anger him, we do not hesitate to go against whatever he ordered, then what does it say about ourselves? How ungrateful we are. And this is where the slave makes tawbah and istighfar, and he says, Ya Allah, you are Rahman Ar-Rahim, O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, guide me. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, help me to do that which pleases you, and save me from that which does not please you. The slave will say all of this, and the slave will focus on all of this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And that is the thing to to think about and to reflect on. So this is the tawbah of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this surah and to reflect on this. So now that's why Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah said the surah itself is tawbah. So when the slave is reciting this Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he's thinking about all the different things in the ways of that he has enjoyed or she has enjoyed the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. And the question we ask ourselves is, have I thanked Allah for this? Do I deserve this mercy? What am I doing to deserve this mercy? At the minimum level, at the absolute minimum level, I must stop doing whatever displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the absolute minimum, right? Doing something to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above this. definitely we should do things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the absolute minimum level, stop doing negative stuff. Stop doing things that displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know and I know what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's no mystery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear. He made clear what pleases Him and He made clear what does not please Him. If you still do what does not please Him, then we are escalating the problem from a mistake to a crime. We are escalating the problem, we are moving it up from a mistake to a crime. And that is something which is incredibly bad if we do this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make tawbah and to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmatullahi.